An unfinished natural gas pipeline in West Virginia was recently thrust back into the national spotlight. Senator Joe Manchin said his support of the Democrats' big climate spending package hinged on legislation that could help restart the stalled pipeline. NPR's Laura Benchoff reports.
In a narrow valley in the Appalachian Mountains, Maury Johnson walks the land he says his family has farmed for generations.
I've seen potatoes grown here. I've seen corn grown here, mostly hay and pasture.
That was before 2018, when crews building a natural gas pipeline cut a deep trench down one side of the ridge and up the other, big enough to bury a 3.5-foot wide pipe. The company managing the pipeline didn't respond to NPR's requests for an interview, but Johnson says construction put sediment in his well water and degraded the farmland.
And this is really the basic best field on the farm. Not now, but it never will be again.
He's become an activist fighting the Mountain Valley Pipeline. At the bottom of the hill, he points out where construction stopped, a symbol of its opponents' success so far.
That white pipe sticking out of the ground.
Yeah.
It's built from there over to the next hollow, Okay. And they can't cross that stream.
The pipeline lost a federal permit that would allow it to cross many streams in its path after environmental groups filed lawsuits. So for now, the project exists in pieces, a 300-mile-long chain with hundreds of missing links. Manchin's office released a one-page summary of energy permitting changes he bargained for in exchange for climate spending. It includes changing which court hears lawsuits over the Mountain Valley Pipeline. Joe Lovett, a local environmental attorney involved in many of those cases, says that's concerning.
It undermines our judicial system generally to have the belief that powerful people, when they don't like decisions they're getting in a court, can then just change courts.
Manchin also wants changes to the environmental review process for other energy infrastructure projects and calls for the federal government to help finish the pipeline. It's not just environmentalists upset with Manchin right now. Some in the fossil fuel industry are unhappy, too.
I'm not a fan, I'll tell you that.
That's Billy Ray Wiseman, who's worked in the coal mining business for 30 years. The pipeline cuts a path through his land, and it doesn't bother him. But he says he doesn't like that Manchin backed climate spending, and he wants to see the pipeline finished.
People don't understand how many jobs is affected by gas, coal, and oil. I mean, you're talking an abundance of people, and they're good-paying jobs. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, this gas line is going all the way through. It's not going to help me on my gas bill. I know that. But maybe down the road it might.
In this way, the pipeline symbolizes a larger battle happening over the future of fossil fuels in the U.S. Senator Manchin's office didn't respond to requests for comment for this story, but Manchin told West Virginia's Metro News radio network last month that more natural gas is good for energy security.
Yeah, everyone thinks this is for West Virginia or it's about me. It has nothing to do with me, and it has everything to do not only with West Virginia, but our country and the security and energy that we need.
Utility companies in the Southeast want to use gas from the pipeline to move away from even more polluting coal power, says energy analyst Christine Tizak.
They look at the availability of natural gas as a way to do their job in a better and lower emissions fashion.
But as climate scientists warn, the world must rapidly wean off of fossil fuels, she says many others want it stopped.
For the environmental community and certainly components of it, every incremental pipeline is one pipeline too many.
Maury Johnson, the farmer we heard from earlier, is in that group. He's heading to Washington, D.C. later this week to join a protest against permitting legislation. And he's not going alone.
I got to go to Roanoke, pick up a bus that morning, come over and go to D.C. with the 10 people from West Virginia from this area.
Johnson says communities near fossil fuel infrastructure like Mountain Valley didn't get a say in the pipeline deal. And now they want to be heard. Laura Benchoff, NPR News, Monroe County, West Virginia.